A high-performing business is made up of lots of parts, all working together. It can feel like a balancing act, but there's something that can give you an advantage. A productive and motivated team. Join the many businesses choosing to grow with Bupa. With healthcare that's fast and convenient, we can help your team be at their best, mentally and physically. Because if your employees are happy and healthy, your business will feel it too. Search Bupa Business today. Bupa. Better for business.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast.
Careful, you spooked Sunta.
Did I spook her?
You really did. She was like a horse.
Wow. She looked spooked.
She nearly bolted.
Something spooked the horses.
She nearly bolted, honestly.
There's not enough things around that can indicate intruders.
Like, I know.
You have dogs barking, but that's not being spooked.
No, that's not being spooked.
There should be something that you could have in your garden.
Yes.
Like some AI thing that's just spooked. It's not an alarm.
No, just restless horse noises.
Spooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, darling? Something spooked the horses.
Yeah, you're right. It's exactly. Not like dogs barking. It's not too alarmist, but something spooked them.
Well, I don't know. There's a coyote out there or something.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get that in, like, Kingston.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get that. No. But you could have some AI spooked thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. This week, I spotted a new TV show that will soon become the blueprint for our whole channel. We had a killer of a bear. Has been shunned by villagers, much to his surprise. He thought he'd be a hero. He killed a bear.
Yeah.
Turns out the bear was popular and had kids, cubs. And the woodman has the old Melbourne trucker going all the way before delivering a heavy load in his heroic little slot. It's been a truck-heavy week, hasn't it?
Yes.
Very truck-heavy, yeah.
Enjoy.
Radio X.
Well, this is an unexpected bit of sunshine, isn't it?
It really is. Confused the hell out of me.
I went to meet friends in Spain.
Oh, yes.
We were doing some jugging.
What's jugging?
Jugging is, it's running.
Right.
Long distances with heavy loads. So it's like juggernaut jogging.
Okay.
Jugging.
Isn't that called rucking? Like ruck marching,
no, it's
isn't it?
Jugging.
Okay.
You run really, you go through, you know, mountain roads, high altitude, carrying weight.
Oh, I see, and it's not a rucksack. You're actually carrying the weight.
No, a rucksack. Don't be ridiculous, Kev. Honestly, sometimes you're ridiculous. Anyway, I had a great time and
yeah, so you were high jugging.
I was jugging.
Yeah.
And anyway, I arrived in this sort of man and top you know, it's kind of high, good altitude.
Yeah.
And I just done my, I just did some squats. I did some what I call quantum stretching.
Right, right.
And then I was just sizing up, you know, like just a little bit of, you know, quite soft ground for what I call a giga kip.
Uh-huh, right.
Of some quantum stretches. Okay. Do you know what actually annoyed me? A bit of a sidetrack here, but...
Yeah.
Flies of... They won't be told, will they?
No, they won't. They're very stupid.
I just had these flies. I was just trying to get a giga kip after my quantum stretches. Yeah?
Sure.
I've made a soft bed of bracken.
Uh-huh. And you were at high altitude. You had a great attitude.
Yeah. I got the
high flies, didn't
I? I've just been jugging. But
yeah.
What gets me is I was lying there. And to a casual bystander, it might look like someone just lying by a pool.
Sure. Easily confusing.
Yeah. A lot of the other stuff might not have happened. But the thing is, these flies just ruined my day.
They just kept coming.
There. Beautiful. It was a little boutique hotel just outside Ronda, which is the most beautiful town in all of the Spains.
Yes, of course.
In all of the Spains.
The Espains.
No, in all of the Spains.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. And then I was just trying to read this brilliant book. I started reading Lady Sings the Blues, Billie Holiday biography.
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting ready for a big night out in Ronda for the Feria, which is me and the chaps were going out for a few drinkies. And these flies, they just wouldn't leave me alone. Now, normally you forget that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, it's like you. It's like you repeatedly attacking King Kong.
Yes, it is.
Swatting you away.
Yeah, and thinking, I'm going to go again.
I'm going to go again. I'm going to go again. I'm going to go again. I'm going to go again. They just kept coming. The same one. I'm thinking, what?
Are they, was it one of those really heavy black flies?
Yes,
as well,
yeah, then, really heavy.
Really obvious feet on the end of its legs.
Yes.
I hate those flies.
I hate those. But also, Gav, you know, it's like, you know, I guess my hand would be like those things you get at water parks. Forget, you know, those inflatables.
Yeah, yeah, big blooming.
Big, you know, blooming. Keep swatting it away.
Looks like slow-mo
it's
to
like
the fly, yeah.
Trains coming at it. It's like a tube carriage.
And it thinks, I'm going to keep going.
I'm going to keep going.
I'm going to land on his knee. Land on his knee.
Train carriage. 5 train carriages in a fan. Come at it and try and kill it. He goes, I'll have another go.
He's probably going, wee!
Oh, it's so annoying, man.
The wind.
Gavin really, just drove me mad.
I hate that, especially when you're trying to read.
Anyway.
Because you get into the train of thought, don't you? Yeah. And then suddenly it's
anyway,
on your knee.
I had a big drink up in Rhondda. Really enjoyable night. Got to the end of the evening. I'm in the square. There's no taxis around.
Right.
No taxis at all.
And you're not walkable to your digs.
No, and my legs are so stiff
from jugging.
Yeah. I can't, literally. Yeah, yeah. I can jug no more.
Sure.
And I've had a few drinks as well, so it wouldn't be safe. I don't drink and jive.
Jug.
Jive.
Yeah.
They've got to change the drink jive laws. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm looking for a cab. I'm in this mountain town. There's no cabs. The place is rammed.
Right.
I'm at the cab rank. There's no.
Are you trying to get to a different town, or is
I'm trying to get home to the hotel. The hotel's
up in the hill.
The hotel's about 9 kilometres.
Okay,
out.
Right.
I've got a couple of kilometres. I mean, I'm not jogging 9.
Sure, yeah.
Not at
that
juncture. Uh-huh. Not after the jogging I've been doing that afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm just thinking, well, I'll have a drink. Then the battery on my phone goes. I can't now call a cab.
There's nothing. Oh, no.
I'm thinking, well, what am I?
Yeah, what are you? Now you're in the 70s.
But I'm thinking, well, no, but how am I ever going to get?
Yeah, right. Right.
This party's going on all night here.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, well, what's going...
What, did you try and figure out how to push through?
I was thinking, push through. Jog. Now, you see, the option's always a run, you know.
But, sure, of course, yeah. If you want to have some extra fun,
right, just for a laugh.
Yeah.
You know. And so this guy, I talked to this local, he goes, why don't you ask a policeman?
Yeah. Oh. Why?
What, for a lift?
Yeah, no, I said, what's he going to do? He said, he might be able to get a taxi. I said, well, you ask a policeman then.
For a taxi.
I went up to this old bill. I said, can I have a taxi?
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, what are you asking me for?
Yeah, right.
At which point, this whole group of blokes who recommended that laughed.
Oh.
No, and classic. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair
hook,
enough.
Line
he looked
sinker.
At them and went like,
yeah.
So he's picked up, I said, my phone's gone. He's picked up his phone, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, hello. He's like, all right, Pablo. And he says, want a carabao water? And evidently the guy says, yeah, he has got a car. Spanish for car, incidentally, carro.
Okay, cool.
So they've done that.
I'm never going to forget that one. Carro.
On a carro. And I say, how long? He goes, 5 minutos. So I'm thinking, fantastic, 5 minutes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And
did you order a drink?
Sure enough. Past what is the hugely famous Plaza de Toros, which is there. There's all these people just out on the street still.
Yeah.
And really glamorous crowd. Mm. I mean, really glamorous.
Yeah,
partying,
uh-huh.
Going crazy. The street is full. Check Johnny_Vaughan66, Johnny_Vaughan66 on Instagram, and you'll see how full the place was.
Right.
Yeah, I've taken a photograph of it before the party started. Anyway, so I've seen a cab has appeared in the crowd, like down the road you're not allowed to drive down.
You're kidding.
Because it's all cordoned off for party. Suddenly parting the crowd like Moses. And the Red Sea, a cab is there.
Miracle taxi.
And people
taxi.
Are all over it going, please, where's my cab? And he's going, no. They're hammering on it. They're going, Libre, eh? And they're really shouting at him.
They all want the cab.
And he's just come straight for me and the policeman. And I've waved. Really outrageous.
Hello.
But by this time, of course, they think I'm Statham.
down. I'm the man.
Car. Yeah, got in the car. Fantastic. Just ask a policeman.
Awesome.
Anyway, fantastic weekend. Hello to all the juggers.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Hey guys, you know, a while ago I was going about cheese.
Sure, yeah.
How as you get older, you start to like really strong flavours that are really unpleasant to you when you're a child.
Yeah.
And the reason I felt this was the case was in the old days, years ago, thousands of years ago, in your evolution, the fresher food, that have gone to the young bucks, the young warriors.
Yes.
But your older people, who wouldn't have stood a chance if it came to like a bun fight, to get the food. They wouldn't have stood a chance, obviously, getting to the fresh food. So what they'd have done is squirreled away stuff no one wanted at the back of a cave. They'd have hidden food in the cave,
yes.
Like cheese.
Sure.
People going, what food have you got back there, Gran? It'd have been like Nick Cotton with Dot.
Definitely. Yes.
Right, I know it's a dated rose.
But, Ma.
What are you hiding about?
I think I've just got a little bit of old milk.
But it smells like penicillin, Ma. It
smells disgusting. That's all I've got is a little bit of old milk in the back here.
Just waiting for it to go mouldy.
And I thought, you know, that's, you know, there's a theory for you. Mm. And also things like old meats all cured at the back. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
How long has this been here?
For ages. I wouldn't eat that if I was you.
Yes.
It'll play rot, it'll play havoc with your stomach.
You won't like it.
You won't like it at all. None of them old meats. You know?
Yeah, right.
Right, okay, get this. I wouldn't have any of those, but they've been in that vinegar for ages.
Mm.
Just pickling away.
Mm.
This just looks absolutely pickled. It looks disgusting. Yes, it will be disgusting. I wouldn't touch that if I was you. But get this, yeah?
Yeah.
You ready? Cheese matured in a cave sets new world record.
You are kidding.
I'm not.
Record for what?
Cheese.
Speed.
The cheesiest cheese.
Most the fastest cheese in the world.
Disgusting, stinky, horrible, unpalatable cheese.
Even old people don't like it. Yeah.
The renowned Cabrales blue cheese of northern Spain is matured in mountain caves. Where do they find cave paintings? Northern Spain.
They do,
yes. They do.
I thought the answer was going to be caves.
Where do they find those paintings? Northern Spain are the oldest ones. 135,000 years old.
Wow.
They're in there doing cheese, weren't they? It was the cheeseman. Hey. Get this. It's matured in mountain caves, often adorns towering sirloin steaks.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I paused there like, ha-ha, sirloin steaks.
Mm.
But the Asturian delicacy scaled new heights at the weekend. A 2.2 kilo wheel fetched €30,000.
For a wheel of cheese?
Yeah, for a wheel of cheese.
Ooh, that's spenny cheese.
What a great show that would make. Wheel of cheese.
We got wheels.
Wheels of cheese. That'll be our theme.
Price itself.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wheel of Cheese. It's like Wheel of Fortune, but you win cheese.
Yeah, oh, or you I'm could playing. Win £30,000 because that's the most expensive.
That'd be the top price if you actually won. If you got, if you won every.
Every slice?
Every slice of cheese. It's a slice of cheese, isn't it? No, segment.
Segment.
Yeah.
Segment. If you won all the segments of the cheese.
You get the whole wheel.
You get the wheel. It's worth $30,000.
Nice.
But you win, or you win your weight in cheese.
Oh, that would be good.
No, I'm just saying. Good evening and welcome to Wheels of Cheese. X.
When you own a small business, busy is music to your ears. Busy means you're hopefully driving lots of... But what if with every... American Express was busy too? Helping you promote your business or bringing in new customers who spend a little more. What if they also gave your customers rewards when they spend with you? Yep, you'd get even more. Busy is good for business. We're with you on that. Search Accept Amex today. Enrollment required, 18 plus, T's and C's apply.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
You're right, and I love food when it's cooked the next day as well, or like a couple of days later.
Of course, yeah.
Right, sorry, we're just discussing old food again.
Yeah.
Yep.
In our cave, with our Stone Age pensioners.
Sure.
They were obviously saying, no, that was cooked ages. That was cooked ages ago.
Right.
I wouldn't have that. When it's like a really nice spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. Don't touch that. It's been in the dry air for a year.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's
not
been,
very fresh.
We've been hanging those hams. I don't know why those hams are nailed to the ceiling.
No.
Drying off.
God, it's basically a really good deli.
Yeah, of course it is.
Years ago.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course.
And they just hide in there, painting the walls, just going, nothing in here. We're just teaching the kids about some of the big animals that are out there. We're not curing meats or anything. or hoarding cheeses.
I bet they had big bowls of olives and everything
in
there.
I bet they did. Yeah,
definitely.
Of course they did.
Defo.
Yeah, don't touch those. No, they've been sitting in that vinegar for years.
The oil.
I would not. It'd be horrible.
Radio X.
So this bear.
Yeah, we're going to hear about this bear.
Do you want to hear about the bear?
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Yeah.
Is this not still that story in Italy, is it?
Yes.
Oco, what's happened?
Oco.
Okay, so what's
Razor
happened?
Edge. Oco. Well, what's happened is this bear.
Mm.
This bear.
What was it doing? Is it terrorising a village or something?
Yeah, it was in a mountainous region in Italy.
Yeah.
And this... A bloke shot this bear.
Right.
Because it's killed people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's killed people?
Yeah, it's killed people.
Oh, right. I thought it was just taking...
And so Andrea Liambruni, he opened fire with a shotgun Thursday night.
Yeah.
when this bear entered his property.
Right.
And he killed it.
Yeah.
But it turns out this bear has been now described as a popular bear.
What? How? What? It's got friends?
It's got mates, yeah. It's a popular
bear. It's well thought of. Walked, in the area.
Popular with other bears or with humans?
With humans. With humans. No, they just liked it. They liked the fact that bears had returned to Italy.
Right.
So, Amarena, who, the bear's called Amarena, had a name. That's how popular. Aww. It was a named bear. Wandered into his house with two cubs. He's terrified.
Aww. My God.
Boom. Sorry. Booyah. Booyah.
Wow.
That is sad.
Came over, yeah. Mm. Who frequently visited local villages, but had never attacked... Oh, sorry, this one had never attacked a human. It wasn't the killer one.
Oh, okay, go on.
There was a killer one in the same region.
There was, yes. Yeah.
It's one of about 60 protected Marsican bears in the region. I made a mistake. It was me that called the police. Leon Bruni, a salami and cured ham shop owner.
Oh my God, no wonder the bear was heading over
right.
to yeah.
That's
I mean,
my
that
point.
Stuff,
yeah. That's my point.
That means he's got a barn somewhere with a load of ham curing in the smell of it.
Well, no, you know, in Britain, you know, there's a lot of things that say, well, I ask you for, you know, you leave a window open, yeah, and yeah, you've yeah. got to protect things. But if you're selling meat,
hanging it up in a barn
yes.
to dry, air dry
yeah,
it.
Right.
Yeah, my
then
God.
Bears are going to wander in.
Yep.
Of course they are. That's bears can smell like a Snickers bar from 700,000 miles away.
I mean, that would get me to breaking in.
Definitely.
Going, but you know what a keen nose I've got.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how much I love the cured hams.
Oh, I've seen you. When you see the meat, you start going, bear.
I do.
You get really hungry.
I do,
yeah.
Especially for the cinco jotas that they have in Spain.
The Spanish Iberico.
Oh, man.
Peota. So delicious.
Oh, so good.
Go on.
I was watching Rick Stein in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
And Rick Stein, he was just cutting it and everyone went silent.
What, all reverential?
Yeah, they were just looking at the bloke cutting it. And they literally, but they let it run.
Mm.
And the Spanish guy says, you see, it's like mass. Yeah. Everyone just goes, and then he's going to hand it round. Everyone just lets it melt on their tongues.
Oh, my God.
God, it's so delicious. It's pretty, I'm not sure it's so good for you, but there we go. I made a mistake. It was me that called the police. Now under investigation for unlawful killing, Leon Bruni said he'd not slept since.
Aww.
No, it's because he can't, because his phone keeps ringing with death threats.
Yeah, I bet. It's a sad outcome.
That's why he's
for
not,
everyone,
no, it's not
it?
Guilt. It's just his phone's ringing and people are shouting outside. He's got no guilt. He doesn't mind.
He could maybe use it as a marketing tool.
Yeah.
For his.
Well, okay.
No. So good, even the bears come for it.
Yeah. Goldilocks.
Yeah.
a local prosecutor has hired a ballistics expert to verify his story because he said he found himself face to face with the bear by his chicken coop.
And they're wondering which direction.
Well, no, if it's by your chicken coop, you've probably got a legitimate argument.
Yeah.
For sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Scared by the gunshot, Amarena's 2 8-month-old cubs fled, raising fears they'd not survive without their mum.
Oh,
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
Horrible.
A demonstration in the village planned by animal rights activists was cancelled over fears the cubs could be run over by arriving cars.
Aww.
Yeah, I know.
On the other hand, they might grow strong and come back for revenge.
They've been seen.
Have they?
They've been seen, yeah.
Right.
They were heading back into the near Abruzzo, which is where the killer bear was.
Yeah, yeah. If they get raised by wolves, God, that'd be great.
Wow.
Bears.
Yeah.
Bears
two little bears wolves. Raised by a family
that's
of
not
wolves.
Even a thing.
I know, but imagine the mindset of the grown up wolf bear.
Animals only raise man cubs. They don't respect each other. It's only babies.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing. Radio X.
I was looking at watching TV last night. I noticed on my records, for some reason, you got to be really careful with the buttons. You don't rewind something, or just sometimes I'll just record for myself one ridiculous quote from a show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're suddenly series linked, and you look at you've now got 97 episodes. You think all I did was record one ridiculous thing that like
just to catch a line, just to remind yourself.
Yeah. Alan Shearer said suddenly you've got 10 years of Match of the Days back to anyway. But there's a show there, and it's called. Hang on,
what's it called?
The show is called Trucking Hell.
Right.
No, Trucking Heavy.
It's called. Okay, right. Yeah.
Oh no, I've made that one up.
Have you?
There's a trucking show.
Okay, yeah.
It's called Trucking Heavy.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, cooking shows. You're really spoiled for choice when it comes to you.
The wordplay.
Oh, got a wordplay. That was pretty straightforward.
I guess,
but
yeah.
But I suddenly thought a really good show would be... I suddenly started thinking of trucking shows. I'm thinking spin-offs. But I think a show called Truck Off.
Yeah. A truck off?
Yes.
Some kind of competition.
Right, between trucking firms.
I like or this, yeah,
because it's always one guy's got to arrive there on time, but there's never two guys. Two men competing with different, with identical loads of gravel. And whoever makes it...
Oh, and there's no such rivalry like a logistics rivalry.
Right.
They really end up with these old feuds and stuff, don't they?
Just 2 hours to go. Colin stops for a burger. We're just 3 hours before the gravel's got to get to Skipton. Les decides it's time to use a portaloo.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
With terrible consequences.
The tension.
Yeah, right.
The tension. Just as soon as you mentioned portaloo.
How about this?
Yeah.
Trucking all night.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good show, isn't
it? It's a great show. I mean, trucks are fascinating.
Okay. Here's a beaut for you. You ready?
Go on.
Mm-hmm. This is a show that focuses on... women who are truckers and full-time and mums.
Right.
Right.
That's mother truckers.
Okay. That's going to be a popular show.
Mother truckers.
Yeah, I like it.
That's genius.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What have you got, Gavi?
I would do a show called Have I Truck, which is you ask me questions and you've got to determine whether I own a truck or not.
That's fantastic.
It's that simple.
Have I Truck? It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Have I got a truck? That's it. You've got to find that out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And if they've all got trucks,
yeah.
You can say truck all.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Of course you can.
Okay, what else you got? What else are you pitching me from our trucking channel?
I wouldn't be able to resist a show called For Truck's Sake. And so it's got to be, you know, for the sake of trucking.
Yes.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
What are the things I do for trucks?
Absolutely. Right. Okay. Right. You know, just general maintenance, but with a heart.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. Any others, Gav? Any others you got there?
Get trucked. Just, are you going to be transported in a truck?
Yeah. I've got totally trucked.
Have you?
Also, trucked out of my mind.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't done these shows.
Okay. What about Truck All?
That sounds good.
Okay, it's a working title at the moment.
Right,
I'll put it in there. But
yeah, we have to figure out the format.
83936, what are your trucking shows?
What about Don't Give a Truck? Just like a charity thing, like Give or Don't Give a Truck.
Yeah. We give a truck.
Yes.
And we give a truck to charity. 83936, I don't know.
In Scotland, you could have a show called Get to Truck.
Get to Truck, where people...
Well, you've got to get to the truck.
No, people whose dreams are trucking.
Right.
They finally get to truck.
Yeah, oh, I see, yes.
And they're told in the end, get it.
That's right, yeah.
Until next week.
Oh, there'll be a song.
No, until next week.
Jimmy Nail or someone.
Until next week, get the truck. It's fantastic.
The best thing I got on Depop.
That's a good question.
This really nice 80s Adidas jumper.
The corduroys, which I'm wearing.
This pink mini skirt.
This Juicy Couture hoodie. Probably my Unif choke boots.
This pair of jeans, I wear them all the time.
The main one I'm quite into at the moment is extreme layering.
Grunge. Y2K.
Relaxed grandpa.
Part-time punk, part-time Polly Pocket.
I think cocaine. Is the word
baggy, relaxed, and a bit out there?
Necker shorts, like really short shorts. That's like my favourite outfit at the moment.
I got it on Depop.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Thank you so much for helping us with with our trucking TV channel.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fantastic. Luke, it's nice if you also give us the pitch.
Mm.
And
yes.
You could get on our channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke in the West Midlands, for instance, great. It's obvious. It's really nice the way he's done this.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't trucking believe it.
Fun facts about trucks.
Yeah.
I like that show.
I like that show.
Yeah, yeah. I like the show.
Someone else saying a show about giving trucks away called Fancy a Truck.
I love that.
It's a great show.
Christian and Grimsby. That's a
really
nice one.
Really good show. I thought Let's Truck.
Sure, that's a great one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just about, you just get a few of them together and they just go, okay, let's truck!
Right, in a posse.
Yeah, a posse. Sons, what are you seeing that you want to put on our channel?
Mm. No name on this, but suggests Too Drunk to Truck, where police pull over truckers to check if they're practicing safe trucking.
Yeah, I mean, the documentary series, you're with the police every night.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, yeah. But also, a guy who just... goes around bars and tells truckers no.
Yeah, you've had
you
enough.
Are too
you are
drunk
too drunk to truck.
To truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
That's a really good one. This is good. Sean in Oxford. Mind your own trucking business.
Yeah.
It's an in-depth documentary focusing on trucking company accounts.
The accounts department of, yes, a, of
yeah,
a trucking
business. Yes, mind your own.
Fascinating.
Your own trucking
that's
business.
From Sean. That's a beauty.
It's really good. That sounds like a, that's a belter, that. Here's a really good one.
Yeah. What?
This is one about animal transportation, yeah?
Yeah.
It's, and so I don't know, there's no name on it, but they want to call sheep trucker.
Right. It's a very specific part of the trucking industry.
So that's what's making me laugh. It's so specific. I'm just wondering what the sort of one is.
Yeah, yeah. I love Mark in Lim. He gives us truck wit, which is all about... which is all about truckers doing stand-up. So we just want to find the funniest, nice.
Also,
trucker.
Funniest trucker.
Also, you could... truck wit.
Yeah.
It was like another one we had in which was a religious show. A truck-based religious show, which was called Holy Truck.
That's right,
and
yes.
These are both things you can have in a truck. And it goes...
Oh, an actual truck. It's like a comedy club. It's a church.
Yes. It's a comedy club. Right. Or it's a church.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Makes sense.
Truck wit. And, or it could just be truckers just telling funny stories about their day's trucking.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's all sorts of things you can have there. That, you know... I don't know if sheep trucker would sustain.
Let's do it, yeah. Interesting.
What have you got, Gav?
Back the Truck Off. This is a competition show based on the driver's reversing skills, probably involving traffic cones and balloons. I love the sound of Back the Truck Off. It
Back the
great.
Truck Off sounds great.
Quite tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
What have you got there, Sons? What have you seen that's
Chris
caught your
from
eye?
Cornwall has suggested The Dirty Trucker, a show about an unhygienic truck driver. I feel like that would be a sitcom.
I think so, too.
You dirty trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I'm getting that.
Yeah. I like Lee and Ducklington's idea. This is obviously all about the silencers. It's called Shut the Truck Up.
Yes.
And it's all about, you know, the noise they make, basically, how loud they are.
Someone else just wants to show the masked trucker. Which,
what?
Which is a bit odd. Yeah. How about this one? Rustin Glasgow, people... decide to quit their jobs in favour of trucking. And it's called Truck This for a Job.
Ah, I like that.
Which is really nice.
It could be a way to encourage new truck drivers to get into the business.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. Also, Stephen and Kilmarnock, a show that takes a look at literally a trucker's eye...
A trucker's eye view.
View of the world.
Yeah.
Called What the Truck Are You Looking At?
Right. Because they are a bit higher up, aren't they? So they probably do see
they
things
probably
differently.
They probably see lots of stuff. See all sorts of drivers. Stuff, don't they? What do you got there, Gav? What do you see?
James in Tunbridge Wells says, want to see some crazy lorry crashes? See them all this Friday at 9 in Trucking Idiots.
That's fantastic.
UK Lorry Park Channel 844.
It's Trucking Telly, actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there we go. Mm. The Lorry Park Channel.
There are competitors, actually. It's a bit awkward.
Here's another Trucking Idiot. What are your sons? What are you seeing that you liked?
Royally Trucked. A show about escorting the royal family around the nation in a fleet of HGVs.
Yeah, but also just when they do those occasions, presumably there's the, you know, say it's coverage for a royal event. And right, royally trucked.
I love the way Sunter delivers them because you do continuity announcements on TV. Yeah.
Someone else just wants a wholesome truck driving grandmother called Nora, and it's called Trucking Nora.
I'd watch that.
That'd be a lovely little show.
That'd be a lovely show. As would Jesus in Northampton has suggested, mates trucking when they're lonely at the weekend. Truck buddies.
Yes.
Nice.
That'd be great. Truck buddies. I like that.
You know, honestly, keep these coming in. We're building a channel here. You know, we're building a channel.
Radio X.
Hey, guys. 4 till 7 thing on your glorious Radio X.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? American paranoia, I fear, has got to an all-time very dangerous level.
Has it?
Well, yeah. Listen to this. I mean, this is so paranoid, right?
Go on.
The US are now claiming that Chinese tourists wandering onto military sites are spies.
God, they're so precious, aren't they?
Why
are they so worried?
I don't know. But also, you know, there's this whole... The thing about military sites in Britain as well...
Yeah.
Is that... And I read an article yesterday about this, and it was saying, you know, that people are... you know, nosying around them. They should just take them off the road signs, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
But it always tells you when there's a military sign.
To like find them, yeah.
Red, these red standout signposts. It's like, like, oh, I haven't noticed that.
M.O.D.
It says M.O.D. Research Center. You know? M.O.D. Rocket Propulsion Center for secret stuff. You know? And it's got these signs there.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, back to this.
Yeah, go
so,
on.
China, but I know it's the same in America. They really signposting,
sure,
so that military people, you know, can get there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But China has been accused of sending spies masquerading as tourists to enter secret military facilities in the United States as efforts to improve the relationship between the two powers falter, I'm afraid. President Tsai, incidentally, who I'd love it if he had his own cricket 11.
I got that joke.
Okay, fair enough.
XI.
Yes, Zai's 11.
Zai's,
fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, President Tsai has already ended hopes of a meeting with President Biden by refusing to attend this week's G20 summit in India.
Wow.
It's not very Christmassy, is
not
it?
Not Christmassy at all.
Not Christmassy. You got to chat, guys. Don't get all like
that. Yeah, definitely. And also, those tourists, you know, they're just having a bit of fun.
Right, let me tell you. One of the only reasons that Russia has behaved like it behaves. You know why it is? I say it once, I'll say it again.
Go on.
Because everyone shunned Putin when he had that Winter Olympics.
Oh, the
he
Winter Olympics.
He came over to Britain, played his part, watched isolating Russia with a guy who's got a bit of an ego on him.
Yeah.
He put on that huge Olympics.
Dangerous game.
Right, not even Boris showed up. Who do they send? Princess Anne. They sent a royal.
That's a declaration of war.
Well, you know, they've had a bit of a checkered past.
Yeah.
The Russian presidents and
royals,
and royals, relatives.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, considering what the Bolsheviks did, Gav.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I know it's never far from.
Well, our own royal story is not unconnected with theirs.
Right.
I mean, it's not just German royals. Our royals are connected.
Yeah,
to.
Right.
It's also the Russian royals.
Yeah, right. There was three. Yeah, Gav, let's not get into that now.
Yeah,
China, you're right. Hence the insult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. China's Ministry of State Security also hinted today that they would refuse to travel to the US in November for an Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation gathering in San Francisco. I thought that was just a meeting of spies.
Exactly.
There's no point having it if you don't turn up.
You couldn't make it sound more spy-like than whatever they called it there.
Yes. Well, I'll do it again. The Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation gathering. Spies this way, please. Are you a spy? You better get in here.
Yeah, on the doors. Yeah, second on the left.
Yeah, second. Yeah, I'm here for the economic gathering. A spy or assassin? Assassin.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll want the... Right.
Yeah.
You want the climate group.
Yeah.
Accusations of spying by China surfaced in US media after review by the Pentagon. Because, of course, the Americans, they never spy.
No one spies except
for them. Spies except for the enemy.
Sure.
And if ours do it, we're merely doing it out of defence.
Absolutely, old boy. Just trying to do the right thing.
The Chinese is the Ministry of Attack. Ours is all about defence.
Ministry of Attack.
Exactly right.
The MOA.
Never attacked anyone
that.
Apart from Tibet, which is bad.
Mm.
Some were seemingly innocent, with tourists appearing to be following Google Maps to the nearest Burger King.
Wow.
Oh.
Unaware that it was on a military base.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great cover story.
No, I'm just saying, if you are going to, if it is a Burger King or a McDonald's on a military base, maybe it shouldn't, you know, be part of like, where's my nearest.
Exactly. And you're tempting the wrong type of tourist.
Silo number four.
Yeah.
You don't want that. So if that does happen, you can't blame them. That's Google Maps, isn't it? Anyway, scuba divers off Cape Canaveral in Florida appeared to be swimming up to its rocket launch pad, but they were just Chinese scuba divers.
They were just tourists.
It probably said that's where you could get more oxygen or something.
Definitely.
Or scuba supplies.
Sure.
You know, something like that.
Because they were using an app under the water there.
Flipper World. Fish and chips. According to the Wall Street Journal. Cape Canaveral is used to launch spy satellites and other military missions, as well as moonshots. What do you mean, as well as moonshots? Hasn't done that since 1970.
What?
Like 53 years ago.
Crazy.
God, stop trying to make it sound all recent.
X. Meet Charlie. She loves dogs.
Guilty.
She powers her pup empire with Shopify.
The sales won't stop.
With Charlie's tech needs sorted, she can focus on turning her home business into a global operation. Yes, boy. Join Shopify, the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.co.uk/setup22. Go to shopify.co.uk/setup22 to start selling online today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Sunta, you've actually done something interesting today that you can discuss.
Thank you. Yes, I have.
No, it makes a change. So normally, all your life is secret. We can't mention it. If we do, you go, I said I didn't, I said I didn't want to talk about that.
Nobody knows I've got them.
No one knows I've got that. If people know I've got a Rolls Royce,
exactly.
It'll be completely different. I live in a manor. I live in a manor in Ipswich.
People don't see me as a sort of chauffeur type person.
Stop if you, they knew, literally.
They only knew.
I'm the Duke of Suffolk. The Marchioness of Suffolk.
That'd be so funny.
I went to the launch of the new Rolling Stones album.
Yes,
You've seen Mick today.
I've seen Mick, and I've seen Ronnie, and I've seen Keith. Wow. And they all looked on very fine form.
So that's the three left. Yeah. Two surviving members.
Yeah.
Because that's the Magnificent Seven, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
The one who's going to gallop off at the end.
Right.
It's a new era for the Stones. That's what they're calling it. New album, Hackney Diamonds, coming out on the 20th of October. And there's a new single called Angry, which is available.
We're going to play next. So stay with us. That's our next tune up. Mm-hmm. First of all, though, I noticed in the news someone said this is the first original collection of their songs.
In 18 years.
Well, I'd say ever.
Well, that's a good point, yeah. That's a good point.
Well, no, considering you'd say a lot of people will say on any Stones album, they go, that was originally by Howling Wolf, whatever.
That
was originally by Sonny Boy Rawlinson.
They've always worn it's their
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, that's an old blues track, goes back to the 1962.
Lead Belly, I believe.
No, that was Lead Belly. Yeah, that was...
It's always
Blue-Eyed Bill. He was a blues man in the late 50s.
A bluesman.
That was Bon Bim, two times slim. Ha, Sheriff of Hill.
Mm. It's eclectic, apparently, the album. Bit country on there, some kind of ballady stuff.
Okay.
Some stuff that's just very Stonesy.
Do you know I like about...
Retro.
As soon as I hear the word eclectic with albums, do you know what I love about it? Yeah? Well. It was from the Greek, eclektos, meaning to pick out.
Mm. Yes.
So all mixes are eclectic. They're all individual things picked out.
Yeah.
What I love is generally with music... when people say, no, it's very eclectic, what they mean is they've got a load of old stuff that's just has been sitting there not doing anything for ages.
Cobbled it together.
We could just put it all together on one album.
You say that. There are two tracks on the album which were recorded in 2019 with Charlie Watts drumming.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
so
nice.
Out of the 12 tracks, two of them do have Charlie on, and one of those also has Bill Wyman on. So it has the original lineup.
I stand not corrected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, they didn't only write them, they actually recorded them over the years.
But the rest of the album, they went into the studio at Christmas, and then they finished it up in January. So pretty quick.
It's still exciting.
It is exciting.
I first saw the Stones.
You're going back. Rewind.
When Start Me Up came out, whatever tour that was, 83.
Very late 70s,
83,
early 80s.
So 40 years ago. Mm. And I saw him twice on that tour. I saw him once in Wembley and once at Leeds Roundhay Park, which is the biggest gig I've ever been to. Still, it's about 250,000 people, they reckon, were there. But what's amazing about that is that back then they were an old band.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
That was 40 years back. Yes. Back then we regarded
it's unbelievable.
It was still very much, I didn't even think that they were sort of like a current rock band.
Yeah.
But you sort of say that, you sort of think they're from the 60s.
Yeah.
Which, when you're young, in the 80s, you know, music had changed a lot more, is what I'm saying.
It had,
looking at 10 years between the Beatles wearing mop tops in the 60s and the Sex Pistols.
Yeah.
Right.
That happened,
about
12 years. And through that, you've got hippies, glam rock, these things happen.
Prog rock, everything.
Prog rock. And that's 12 years. So, when I saw them then, to think that all those years on, I'm sitting here about to introduce a brand new Rolling Stones band,
isn't it?
It's extraordinary.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. It really is. They've seen off 4 decades of other bands coming and going.
Yeah, but I've been there all the time.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
You've aged yourself there a bit.
I have, yeah.
You've gathered a little bit of moss.
Not really. I've made myself feel quite young if you look at Mick.
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Radio X.
It's hot. Mm. You don't want to be at work in heat like this. No one wants to get to work. No one wants to get back because to get anywhere in this country is a nightmare.
Sure.
It's just a nightmare. Sometimes talk about someone who goes, no, it's really easy. They just come up from Brighton to work. It's not easy.
No.
That won't be easy. No. He's got to get to the station in Brighton. He's got to get...
Tubes.
Again, any travel at all. Do you know what it makes me?
What?
Makes me angry.
Yeah.
Hey! It's my Rolling Stones texting! So what makes you... People who say anything instead of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Livid, says David Nunney. Thank you very much indeed. Gav, what else? What are you seeing that makes people angry?
What makes me angry is when I go to use the hose pipe, but when I get to it, it's been torn to bits by the dog because someone hadn't put it away last time it was used, says Nathan of Wrexham. He doesn't mention who didn't put it away.
And
that
made you angry, right? What have you got there, Suns?
What makes me angry, TJ, is a 3-hour flight delay and two selfish idiots that still can't make it back for the new departure time, so we're waiting another 30 minutes from them.
Oh, man.
That's passengers Phil. Causing a delay.
Oh, I'd be
and
steaming,
and they come in and they, you know what they are as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's Phil at Gatwick.
When they're scum. When they're scum. Subhuman scum.
They've been in the bar.
Yeah, subhuman scum.
Yeah, scum, yeah.
What makes me angry? My neighbour. Who always gets out his petrol lawnmower when we barbecue or relax in the garden.
Oh, no.
It must be fitted with an engine from a Spitfire. The noise and the fumes are unbearable, says Paul from Leeds. Do you know what that is? It's real attention-seeking and really deliberate, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that the weekend is when people mow their lawns.
Yeah.
But also, you doing that, he definitely knows. He knows you're out there
doing
the
it on
barbecue.
Purpose, yeah.
It's
yeah.
really hostile.
Absolutely, yeah. Scott says, hi, Johnny. It makes me angry watching Cirque du Soleil. And clearly the unskilled people come out wearing silly outfits with big prosthetic noses and wave their arms around.
Some of them actually look like that. Do you know something?
Go on.
That doesn't surprise me. It makes you...
I like this one. It just says, Doncaster. Doncaster makes me angry. That's from Glenn in Doncaster.
Doncaster. It doesn't surprise me. It really is. It's not a good town. it's really not.
You really reined that back, didn't you?
I honestly spent one of those miserable weekends of my young life in Doncaster.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Was it that bad?
Failed holiday romance.
Oh, man. Oh. Great name for a band.
Went to Doncaster on the train.
Oh, so much promise.
Yeah, we met in Cyprus in the hotel disco.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Rekindled the passion.
Oh, no.
Not
now,
the same.
No, it's just odd. It was really strange.
It was weird.
We were in this room that just had, you know, those sort of plastic room partitions that are sort of that are concertina.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, we've got to be quiet because my dad's in there watching racing.
You are joking.
No, it was the afternoon.
Just like, a partition.
What?
That's the least romantic thing I've ever heard.
I'm not be quiet. We're going to not be here. Goodbye.
Oh, the memories of the
memories. It was a real waste of time.
We'll always have Doncaster.
And we won't always have Doncaster. I was just thinking, what is all this? I was offered a kiss on the bus back to the station.
Oh, man.
That's romance, isn't it?
Yeah, my God.
Right, what makes me angry?
My dad's in there watching the racing.
Shh, gotta be quiet. My dad's in there watching the racing. I'm thinking, you did have to whisper it. I can hear him.
At Asda, we're pulling out all the drops with hundreds of products price dropped. We've got Asda apple juice was £1.70, now £1.45, and many more. Yeah, we've dropped it like it's hot. And to top it all off, Asda have been awarded the Grocer 33 Price Award for the cheapest basket, 26 years running. Asda, that's more like it. Subject to availability. Grocer 33 pricing survey compares 33 randomly selected products each week from Asda, Tesco, Sainsbury's and Waitrose. For verification, write to Asda LS115AD.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Noel Gallagher, I'm afraid, has been banned from driving despite the fact he doesn't know how to drive.
Doesn't drive.
He had one driving lesson and he got mobbed in his car.
Right.
By
fans. So... He's just been handed 18 points.
Wow.
What?
On his driving license.
How?
He'll be unable to drive in the next 6 months. He can be chauffeured around as usual.
Right.
Of course he can.
Yeah.
The Oasis and High Flying Birds musician, 56, admitted failing to give information relating to the identification of the driver of his Black Range Rover autobiography earlier this year.
Mm.
In June, Gallagher was fined £742, racked up court fees, totalling whatever, after his driver was caught speeding on the West London last year.
Right.
So he got points because his driver was speeding?
No, he refused to say he was driving last time he got to.
Oh, I see. Yeah, then it becomes your problem, doesn't
it? Yeah,
because
he probably
buy a Rolls Royce when he got his record contract?
Yes.
That's right, and it just sat in his front drive. Yeah.
Yeah. His car troubles continued yesterday, so he's already got 6 points on it anyway. So yeah. He's handed 12 points, further driving points over speeding tickets from January and February. Yeah, so he's got quite a lot of points.
So he's got points on a license he doesn't have.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird, but it's quite rock and roll. Okay, also, warning, number two, item two, gadgets are all spying on you, which has found out. Oh. Every gadget you've got in your home is spying on you.
All of them.
Door cameras are particularly bad. All these security cameras.
Oh, the Ring, yeah,
they can
door
be hacked very easily, and it can tell people when you're in and out of your house and your habits. Okay. So actually, he's putting past his own keeper.
Yeah, right. More of a vulnerability.
Right, yes. Which has concluded that smart speakers, doorbells, security cameras, TVs, even washing machines are invading our privacy, collecting more data than is needed. For instance, those doorbell cameras, they say they want allow your location so they can update you. They don't need your location to update you on where you are when to answer your doorbell.
But they make you feel like that's needed to get the transaction, essentially.
Yes,
yeah, that's really annoying.
This sort of thing, I do. I want it to work no matter where I am. It will do.
Yeah, right.
It will do.
Right.
Next up, are you ready for this?
Go on.
A man has tried to cross the Atlantic in a giant hamster's wheel.
Yes,
I saw a picture of it, yeah.
A Florida man hoping to run across the Atlantic in a giant hamster wheel has been arrested after a 3-day standoff with the Coast Guard. Mm. I bet he never figured that one was going to end like that, guys.
No.
Reza Bellucci had to be rescued off the Georgia coast because the hurricane came in.
Right.
Places you don't want to be.
Hurricane Lee. Yeah.
And the answer is, in a hamster's wheel.
On the ocean.
In the Atlantic. That's bad news.
Radio X.
I've got just a bit of research I just can't believe. You know, we had beer goggles being disproved.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's obvious everyone put on a bit of a show for it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sat people who didn't know each other, men in pairs, and they had to rate pictures of people.
Yeah.
And say, of women, or people they find attractive,
test how effective the beer goggles were. Well, the Daily Star disputed it one day later.
Right, we'll get this. Yeah, yeah. Here's another one. Scientists at the Dresden University of Technology. Yeah, a very soulful bunch.
Dutt.
Yeah, Dutt. they say first-time parents should have another baby to revive their relationship. First of all, I don't like the assumption there that you need it reviving after one.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, who says it necessarily needs reviving? Right. Yeah, good point.
Oh, the old one kid. Oh, yeah. Mm. One and done. Yeah, right. Anyway, scientists at the Dresden University of Technology say first-time parents should have another baby to revive their relationship as the demands of parenthood mount.
Right.
I just don't follow that. Let's have another one. The demands of parenthood are really mounting. Perfect time for another one.
So let's double up the demands.
Let's double up the demands.
Yeah.
But there's no logic in what they're saying. I don't know. It's
not really.
I just don't think it's down to generalisation. I think a lot of people feel relieved sometimes. Mm. I'm not speaking from my own experience, but I've experienced both of these situations.
Yes, you have.
I can tell you now.
One is easier than two.
The relief when you put one to bed is there isn't another one to put to bed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Is quite enormous. And as one grows up, the freedom you get, the thought that there's another little freedom robber, another freedom thief who's just lurking in the shadows is frankly...
I've just reached the point where both my kids just get in the car themselves.
Right.
And put their own seatbelts on.
I think they're going to drive.
It's taken years.
My 11-year-old gets in the car, starts it up for us on a cold day.
Does 200,000 miles a year now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, more on that mileage in a bit. A sample of 606 German men reported lower levels of happiness after a first baby, but appeared to recover some relationship satisfaction after a second child. You know why? They're having affairs.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got someone on the phone who I think it's safe to say from conversations I have with him on a daily basis will very swiftly put us in the picture as to the truth and validity of the Dresden University of Technology's findings. Dan O'Connell, are you there?
Hello, Teach.
You're right, Dan.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, yeah. Have you found it a lot more relaxing with two under four?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was just thinking, when you break it down, when you've got one, it's divide and conquer, and you get to do your own thing.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you can have the baby for a few hours, I'll go and see my friends, I'll go to the gym, I'll go and play football, you know, whatever like that. With two, there is none of that, really. There's just too much guilt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You can't walk away from that.
Right, you're leaving people with two kids. You say, I'll leave you with the two of them, then.
Yeah, with two kids, there's nowhere to hide.
And also, if you leave the house... There's always crying going on, right? You've never left a happy house.
No. It's true.
It's true. Well, you guiltily close the door and walk
away. It's like in action films, they walk away and they just beep it. It just goes, poof.
Yeah, oh, bombshellence, that's called.
Yeah, bombshellance. But that's how you always feel when you're walking away from a with a couple of live ones in it. Dan, what are you doing at the moment? What are you doing there?
So currently, I don't know if this is tasteful for whatever time this is now, nearly quarter past five.
It will be gone. Time,
so please enjoy your fish and chips. But I'm just in the middle of a poo nappy. That's almost done. And then I'm going to be cooking tea. Nice. I'm doing the dishes at the same time. And cool. And that's about the summary.
Yeah. And how's the move gone? You must still be moving in at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah. So I've got two plumbers putting in the radiators. I've got two guys working on the cupboards. I've got a guy coming to put some doorknobs on. So it's all go.
It's like an Instagram life, isn't it?
Yeah. What else is going on there? So you got...
the truth about that is it's absolutely miserable. It's all on the
ladies and gentlemen, Dan O'Connell!
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Right. We're now looking at our trucking channel. Mm-hmm. More stuff on trucking telly.
Still coming.
Yeah, you're still pitching. Here's one about juggernauts illegally parked on private land that employs one of those rogue parking companies that operate on the...
On
the fringe of the law. It's called Get the Truck Off My Property.
I like it.
Mm. It's very good, though. It's a good show. Yeah. Also, trucks full of MOD guys do competitive games. It's called Truck This for a Game of Soldiers.
Yep. Fantastic. Imagine doing games that involve, like... moving truck parts, wheels.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, truck parts.
Truck parts. Parts of trucks.
Yeah. Mm. What have you got? Yeah, right.
Vinny of East Tamar gives us a show where contestants have to pull trucks down an abandoned highway.
What's it called?
It's called Fitter's Truck.
That's really good.
Yeah,
what have you got there, Sons? The next one's quite good. Go on. Mm. It's Amusing Kids.
We've already had that one.
I know, but I like it.
Okay.
No, we've had it in a different context.
Yes.
That was interviewing truckers' children. Yes. This is very different.
I feel like it's not that different, but okay. Amusing Kids interviewed in their parents' cabs.
And what's it called?
Cheeky Little Trucker.
Fantastic. We also, do you remember we used to have Lorry Kids?
Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Yeah, someone suggested you follow one kid for one of his holidays.
Yeah.
A trucker's son. It's literally called Truck Boy.
Yes.
And he's just, you know, he helps his dad out in the
weird
truck.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gavin Worcester says, what about a show where lorry drivers go around looking for a new unit?
Yes.
Ad for rent garages to be called All Out of Trucks.
That's nice. Fantastic.
Love that.
I quite like this as a reality TV show. Villagers campaigning to ban lorries from driving through their little roads.
Yes. Yeah. What's it called?
No Trucking Way.
Yes.
No Trucking Way.
I
That's
love
really
that.
Good.
Yeah,
or you could have a show where you go on a lorry with, say, your friend's mum. With your friend's mum.
Yes.
And, I'm not going to do that.
No, don't.
I'm going to go. No, I just don't think that works as a show.
Yeah.
It's just mum's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Becca in Bingley gives us Trucking Around, a simple show following trucks on their various deliveries around the country. What else have you got, since?
Baz wants to create a kind of hybrid Western road movie type vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Which is called Bunch of Trucking Cowboys.
That works.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's definitely
gonna
work.
Also, a show about a driver. We were talking about Truck a Duck.
Yeah.
And also sheep truckers.
Mm.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
But someone says, why be specific? You can have a show about a driver who transports every animal you can think of.
Right.
And that's called Trucking Anything That Moves.
Makes sense.
Yes. And
makes
that's the
total
title.
Sense.
And that guy he trucks anything that moves, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. At Asda, we're pulling out all the drops with hundreds of products price dropped. We've got Plenty Max kitchen towels, was £5, now £3.25, and many more. Yeah, we've dropped it like it's hot. And to top it all off, Asda have been awarded the Grocer 33 Price Award for the cheapest basket. 26 years running. Asda, that's more like it. subject to availability. Grocer 33 pricing survey compares 33 randomly selected products each week from Asda, Tesco, Sainsbury's and Waitrose. For verification, write to Asda LS 115 AD.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Kath, yeah. what have you got for your hero? Oh, you got a beauty.
Oh, am I going large, John?
Yeah.
So the hero,
mate.
The hero today is a guy called Bill Morgan. This is a story from 1998. So Bill Morgan, who was 37 at the time, was living in a caravan park in Melbourne and working as a truckie. Nice. He was described as a medical miracle at the time because after his car was hit by a truck and he was crushed along with the car and severely injured, he suffered a heart attack and was declared legally dead
for
14 minutes at one point. The family had even given consent for life support to be switched off, but the doctors kept going. They got him going again and stabilised him, and he spent 15 days in a coma.
Whoa.
Then he woke up and he recovered. And to celebrate his luck, he went and bought a scratchy. And he won himself a brand new Toyota Corolla straight away from the scratch card. So local news got hold of the story and thought, well, this is great. You know, what a good luck story. So they went and got him and they got him to reenact the buying of the scratchy for their little news story.
Yeah.
So he bought another scratchy for as a prop and he won $250,000 with the second scratchy. And in tears, he said, I think I'm going to have another heart attack. You can see the footage.
I think he said, I'm going to buy another Toyota.
No, you can see him calling his fiance, and they bought a house with the money. Aww. How lovely is that?
That's it. Gav, what you've done is it's a bit rare for you, but you've actually given us a feel-good story. Normally, we've got someone burnt alive on the wing of
no
a Lancaster.
Arms left.
And I have to watch you as you nearly move yourself to tears, which you're weak for.
But let's salute the lucky truckie.
Yeah, let's shoot the luck. He's a lucky tracker.
He is, Bill Morgan.
Bill Morgan, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7, thang. We see you. How about that?
While they're filming it, you can see the footage.
I always thought, amazing. I mean, in London, you just see when you're not in the newsagents or wherever you go, they're holding them up to the light, aren't they?
Yeah.
No, they do. I saw a newsagent, he had a light box he was putting him on. It's like really...
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, Martin in the Radio X office had a broken hot tap for over 8 years, which inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap, he needs a brand new one. Martin can't be asked to get it on. Martin's hot tap been broken for so long.
Yeah. Bravo!
Wow!
Bravo!
What a version!
Bravo!
Amazing.
Fantastic. That was Ben and Olivia with their version of the Hot Tap theme. If you'd like to have a go, brilliant work, guys, incidentally.
You're now
forming the core of our youth movement. Our so-called sinister youth movement of extremists.
Young thangers.
Yeah, young thangers. Yeah, exactly right. Young Thang. Actually, it sounds like a grime artist.
It does, yeah.
Young Thang.
Young Thang, yeah, it does.
Young Thang has been arrested. That was Ben and Olivia with their version of Hot Tap theme. Thank you so much, Ben and Olivia. Splendid. If you'd like to have a go at doing the theme, send your efforts to johnny@radiox.co.uk. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be arsed to fix. Arsed? Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag MHT, Martin's Hot Tap. Hashtag CBA, can't be asked. Arsed. Incidentally, it's a great chance to say, yeah, I've had a record on national radio.
Yeah, you'll get on. Don't you worry about that.
I've been on radio, but I bet in exposure.
No, national.
No. Mainstream.
Proper
mainstream.
Drive time.
Mainstream.
Peak time.
Really, in the really unhip bit. I said, trying to recover.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can by sending your tune in. Johnny@radiox.co.uk. Where can they find the lyrics and stuff, Si?
You'll have to listen.
It should be in your head. Yeah. He pointed to his brain. It's in his head.
If you need to look them up, you should.
If you need to look it up, then get out of here. Yeah. Right, what do you got, ST?
Josh has sent this in. Josh says, the valve in my boiler that operates the hot water broke 4 years ago.
Oh, I love the time span.
4 years.
Oh, you had me at 4 years.
Thank you for your service.
Rather than get it sorted, I had it bypassed. The only way we can get hot water is by turning on the central heating,
right,
which works great in winter, but this week has been a challenge.
I bet it has.
Wow, it's hot in Josh's house.
That's a nightmare. What you got there?
Sean in Walsall.
That's awful, Josh. That is a situation I'm afraid you've got to resolve that one. Because it does make economic sense. Though most boilers do give you the, if it's a combi, it'll give you the option of hot water or whatever.
Yeah, but I think that's what's broken.
Yeah, Oh, your switch.
Yeah.
What's it called? No, I don't know.
It's the valve.
No, it's something that goes. It's the switching mechanism that makes that. It's a bimetal strip, and it's what always goes in combi boilers. 83936.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah,
it is. It's the auto toggling. What you got, Kev?
Sean in Walsall says, soon after moving into our house, I lost the key to the padlock for the wooden shed. To gain access, I had to unscrew the hinges and take the door off. Each time I needed the lawnmower or a bike, it took me 20 minutes for the whole procedure.
Yeah.
We moved into the house 11 years ago.
Still doing it.
Haven't got around to replacing the lock yet. It's just a lock. He just needs a lock.
Just put another two padlocks. Just put two more padlocks there. Use the lock as the hinge.
There you go.
And then just...
Oh, man.
And have just one...
God.
Right.
We need an advice section for Martin's Hot Tub.
Yeah, we really
don't
do. Yeah, but how you can make it even worse. Just, yeah. About 12 years ago, this is Alex in Sussex. Thank you so much for this, Alex. It's a long entry, but I think you're going to find it's worth it, guys.
Go on. Okay.
About 12 years ago, my parents-in-law had an oven which didn't quite shut properly. It's a nightmare. Mm. Things that don't quite shut properly.
I've got the seal my fridge on the door,
fridge. Due to the weight of things in the fridge door.
The door,
it's now altered the hinge. So if you go open it beyond a certain stage, you get a... and you know it's something that shouldn't do it. So we can only open the... No, we can only open the top fridge. It's really designery sort of fridge with a sort of, you know, shiny front and everything.
Yeah.
I know a lot of fridges have, but believe me, this was one the developers put in. It's really expensive and stuff. And I can't be asked to fix it.
Yeah, go on.
So you can only really open it about... 8 inches.
Before it does the click noise.
Everything you go into the fridge.
It has to be close to the front.
You just got to sort of snake your arm around. And if I hear a click and then I go, Vanessa, what do you do? She goes, sooner or later I've got to get the cheese out.
I've got to go in.
I go, well, don't. Use the step ladder and go in and just...
And just reach in.
Yeah, so you're always going in. Imagine if you're sort of robbing someone's house via a window that was on a catch.
Do you have to do that every time? You've got to sort of reach around in there every time?
Yeah, you have to give your fridge a little reach around.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a pain.
Yeah, no, it is a real pain.
That must be really annoying.
Also, it means your range is really limited.
Yeah, right.
So the fridge, I mean, I don't know what it looks like. People say, you've got to take a look at your fridge. You're like, don't open the door!
What's the hardest thing to access? Is it your yogurt?
Eggs.
Is it eggs?
Eggs.
That's your problem area.
Back of the top.
Right.
Because the hand won't bend like that. The hand won't go. You can't get the...
You can't go both directions.
You can't get the range like that, and you can't go in like that. You just can't get them. Right. We put the salad in the wine fridge now. Oh, the wine fridge. Right. About 12 years ago, my parents-in-law had an oven which didn't quite shut properly. As a result, cooking temperatures and times were always increased by around 20% to accommodate for this.
Yeah.
Fix it? Never. As the door loosened and the issue deteriorated, a new solution was needed. So a mop was wedged between the central island and the oven.
Classic.
Hey, we're back to that didgeridoo move.
Classic.
Do you remember the didgeridoo that shut the dishwasher?
Yes.
Beautiful. We love that. Mm-hmm. It was a chest-high oven, so the mop head remained on the floor and leant across at an angle, providing an irritating hurdle in the kitchen. It didn't really do the job, and times continued to be adjusted by 20%. It remained like this for 6 months until my father-in-law, left alone one night and trying to bake some fish, got frustrated by the oven mop situation and cut a piece of 2x4 to the exact size required. The oven then worked perfectly well, albeit with a built-in limbo bar erected in the kitchen. It lasted for another 2 years until they redid the whole kitchen.
Awesome. Oh, God, that is an epic tale.
But the picture we got in of that, do you remember the guy with the didgeridoo?
Yes.
Exactly this with his dishwasher. But his didgeridoo exactly
was the length.
The great thing about that is while it's doing that, is no one's trying to play it.
Yeah.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Do it.
Radio X. When you own a small business, busy is music to your ears. Busy means you're hopefully driving lots of... But what if with every... American Express was busy too? Helping you promote your business or bringing in new customers who spend a little more. What if they also gave your customers rewards when they spend with you? Yep, you'd get even more. Busy is good for business. We're with you on that. Search Accept Amex today. Enrollment required, 18 plus T's and C's apply.